La investigación de esta agencia europea confirma que no hay relación glifosato-cáncer. No existe esa relación. En Europa el glifosato está prohibido en lugares públicos. Esta reclasificación va en contravía de lo que dijo la Organización Mundial de la Salud en su momento, que también ya fue corregida en parte por la propia OMS. Pero ese fue el primer sustento para el señor ministro de Salud cuando recomendó no usar glifosato. El glifosato, pues, es la columna vertebral de la destrucción química de cultivos vía terrestre bajo protocolos especiales y la fumigación aérea. Mariana, la pregunta para el señor Bomer, director de esta investigación, es ¿por qué la diferencia entre lo que él afirma en su investigación con respecto a lo que dice la Organización Mundial de la Salud del glifosato?
Mr. Bomer, thank you so much for joining our show. Welcome. And first off, we would like to ask about this difference between what your agency says and about what the World Health Organization says. They said that it was very toxic. You say it's not. It won't lead to cancer. Can you please tell us why the difference?
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for this opportunity to explain to your listeners. One of the underlying differences is the amount of data which was looked at by the European Chemicals Agency and the amount that was looked at by IARC, the WHO agency on cancer. And quite frankly, we looked at a bigger data set, including a lot more studies, as far as I'm aware. So that gives, I think, a different starting point for the two evaluations. You also have to remember that the IARC consideration of this was earlier, and as far as we know, they didn't have the draft report from our dossier submitter, Germany, in their possession to review. So there's a difference in timing, and there's a difference in the amount of studies that were looked at for the evaluation.
La diferencia, Julio, es la cantidad de datos que se analizaron por parte de la agencia y por parte de la Organización Mundial de la Salud. Nos dice el señor Bomer que ellos, la agencia que representa al señor Bomer, miraron y tuvieron en cuenta más datos y más estudios que la Organización Mundial de la Salud. También, al parecer, había una diferencia en términos de tiempos, de cuándo se publicaba la información, especialmente porque había un reporte de un laboratorio alemán que esta agencia que representa al señor Bomer sí tomó en cuenta, y la Organización Mundial de la Salud no, porque su estudio o su opinión salió antes de que se dieran a conocer los resultados de ese estudio.
Mariana, ¿puede preguntarle al señor Bomer, por favor, si el hecho de no clasificar al glifosato como cancerígeno implica que es seguro su uso en lugares públicos?
Does the fact of it labeling it as not a carcinogen, actually, does that mean that it's safe to use in public spaces?
Well, the consideration that my committee gave to glyphosate is purely based on its, what we call its intrinsic properties, as to whether it has the ability to cause certain hazards or dangers. And we don't consider in our mandate the risks associated with its use. The risks are considered by another European agency, that's the European Food Safety Authority. And they reported earlier than us, I think about a year and a half ago, on their risk assessment for the review of glyphosate for use in Europe. And they concluded that the risks were acceptable. So I'm afraid I have to pass your question on to a sister agency, but the European Commission, in taking up our opinion from yesterday on glyphosate, will take all of this information into account in its final decision on the future of glyphosate use in Europe.
Bueno, pues nos dice que esa pregunta probablemente se la vamos a tener que pasar a la Autoridad Europea de Seguridad Alimentaria. Ellos, digamos que evaluaron el glifosato solo en los peligros que, digamos, representaban. Ellos no consideran los riesgos que presentan ante la población europea en un espacio público, por ejemplo, Daniel. La agencia que considera esos riesgos es la Autoridad Europea de Seguridad Alimentaria. Ellos han reportado antes que el riesgo es aceptable, por ejemplo. Entonces, finalmente nosotros vamos a tener que hablar con ellos si queremos una nueva respuesta a esa pregunta.
El señor Baumer nos decía que su agencia, la Agencia Europea de Sustancias Químicas, ha revisado más estudios que la Organización Mundial de la Salud. ¿Cuántos estudios han revisado para tener esta confirmación de que el glifosato no está dentro de los productos cancerígenos? ¿Y de esos estudios ha habido alguno que indicara que sí era potencialmente cancerígeno?
You mentioned before that you, for your analysis and studies, you took into account more data, more studies than the World Health Organization. So we're just wondering how many exactly, how much data and how many studies did you look at? And amongst this, was there any study, for example, that indicated that glyphosate was a carcinogen?
Well, we looked at a total of 12 carcinogenicity studies, and for any substance, that's an extraordinary number of studies. Normally, in a dossier for classification and labeling, we would maybe have two, possibly three, but to have 12 is exceptional. So there's an enormous amount of information here. Now, a lot of those studies were completely negative. Some did show some effects, and it's up to the committee to decide based on the overall evidence that they see as to what weight they give to the negatives and to the positives. And then they have to decide whether those studies are actually, what the results are saying is actually relevant to humans. Remember, we're looking at studies in rodents mainly in this case, in rats and mice. So on balance, the committee came to the conclusion that there wasn't sufficient evidence to classify glyphosate as a carcinogen. And they spent a long time to come to that decision on carcinogenicity alone. We received from our members of the committee 20 to 30 pages of written comments prior to the meeting. And then yesterday we had a debate which lasted 2 hours, continued on from last week where we debated several more hours. So this is a very thorough process where all of the information available to us was taken into account. I should mention that there are six epidemiology studies where human populations have been examined. We found some indications in those studies of cancer, but on balance, the most robust study showed no indications. And again, using the weight of the evidence together with the animal studies, we found that there was not enough evidence to suggest that glyphosate causes cancer.
Fernando, miraron en total unos 12 estudios que trataban de ver si el glifosato era cancerígeno. Nos deja muy claro que para cualquier análisis de este tipo, 12 estudios es una cantidad extraordinaria para considerar. Usualmente solo hay dos, posiblemente tres, pero en este caso teníamos la excepcional cantidad de 12. Muchos de esos estudios fueron negativos, otros sí mostraron efectos secundarios al estar expuestos al glifosato, pero digamos que en últimas el comité tiene que evaluar toda la evidencia en conjunto, todos los estudios en conjunto. No solamente eso, sino que lo debaten. Venían debatiéndolo desde la semana pasada varias horas. Tenían 20, 30 páginas de comentarios también. Y ayer duraron dos horas antes debatiendo esta cuestión, antes de pronunciarse al respecto. También nos dijo que consideraron 6 estudios de epidemias, digamos, que en los cuales sí se consideraron los humanos y no los ratones, porque los estudios usualmente son hechos en ratones y ratas, sí indicaban que había un riesgo de cáncer, pero el estudio robusto en general no apoyaba esa teoría. La evidencia, según ellos, la contrariaba.
Precisamente ahí viene una de las cuestiones, porque muchas veces se dice que el glifosato sí se puede aplicar, pero el problema es cómo. Y se ha considerado que hay dos variantes importantes, la concentración química y el tipo de aspersión, y que se considera que la aspersión aérea, como la que se aplica en Colombia, puede resultar efectivamente peligrosa. ¿Ellos estudiaron algo de eso, específicamente sobre la concentración y la aspersión aérea?
We understand that a lot of the claims that glyphosate can be a carcinogen are based on the way it is applied. It's either the concentration, the chemical concentration of it, and whether if it's made like a non-air kind of aspersion. So we'd like to ask you personally, does spreading this chemical through the air with a high concentration, did you study this, and could it be a carcinogen under those circumstances?
No, we were not asked to look at, if you're talking about crop spraying, aerial crop spraying, we were not asked to look at that type of application. As I said, our job was not to look at the risks of the use of the substance, but to look at the toxicity of glyphosate itself. So our mandate was narrower than your question, I'm afraid. As I said in answer to a previous question, the European Food Safety Authority has done a full risk assessment on glyphosate usage, covering all the various areas in which it's licensed for use. I should say that aerial spraying in Europe is prohibited in the member states, except for certain derogations under very tightly controlled conditions. So it's not a scenario that I think would be very common here in Europe.
Félix, es imposible para él darle una respuesta a su pregunta, porque ellos no miraron al tipo de aplicación, ellos simplemente miraron la toxicidad del químico en sí. Entonces, digamos que los únicos que podrían decir eso en este momento son la Autoridad Europea para la Seguridad Alimentaria, y en Europa la verdad eso es difícil porque no hay aspersión aérea, son muy limitados los casos en los que hay aspersión aérea, entonces él no podría decirle.
¿Quién financia el estudio? ¿De dónde salen los recursos para ese estudio tan amplio?
Who finances this study, Mr. Baumer, this very extensive study?
Sorry, which study? You mean the scientific studies which were reviewed?
No, I mean where did the money to conduct the study, yes, your study, the review process that you did, where did it come from?
The European Chemicals Agency is funded by the European Commission. It's a European agency. So our funding is central from the European Commission, mm-hmm. The European Community.
Es las finanzas, Alberto, vienen de la Comisión Europea, es una agencia de la Comunidad Europea, y de ahí vienen los fondos.
Europea. Mariana, gracias al invitado, ha sido muy amable.
Mr. Baumer, thank you so much for your time. You've been very kind with us.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much.